He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband.
Oh, gosh, and I'm running around like a maniac trying to get ready for vacation.
No, I know. Both of us. It's insanity. Last minute stuff. I haven't even taken a piece of clothing out of my drawer and I have to be on a flight tomorrow. I don't know.
Does your husband help?
No.
Yeah, same. He went to the movie. You know what he did?
What?
He went to the movies last night. He went to the movies. Well, I'm trying to get the house ready and the pets ready and my house ready. He went to the movies.
Here's the thing, Anna, Top Gun is out. Perfect time for an ejection seat is when my wife is getting stressy doing the packing and all that nonsense.
He's abandoned her.
I mean, I already loaded
totally
up my suitcase.
Me.
It's all set.
Because that's all that needs to be done is, you know, just throw some swim shorts in a suitcase and we're ready to go, right?
That's what I call vacation.
Mm-hmm. My husband has one job, to go in the attic and get the luggage, because I don't like going up there.
Oh.
I've got the one where you got to like twist it, you know, like, what's it called? The pull down one?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's scary up there.
You know what he did? He went up there and he got his suitcase and left mine up there.
Why would you do that, Raven?
Well, the truth is I never know how many suitcases she needs. It's usually...
So you bring them all.
It's, well, come on. I mean, you have a lot, frankly, at this point. And so, you know, and she always ends up taking some space in mine, too. So I figured, what's the difference, right?
I have 2 suitcases and a carry-on. You could have brought mine down, too, buddy.
She's making me carry a backpack that's got her stuff in it, too. She's also carrying a backpack or a beach bag. I mean, it sounds excessive, right? 2 suitcases, spill over into my suitcase, 2 carry-on. Sounds kind of crazy.
We have extra things this time because of, you know, the ceremony we're having on the beach. We have extra stuff. It's not normal stuff that we would pack. God forbid, knock on wood, we lost our luggage. I need that stuff to be in the carry-on.
What happened with his rib?
Oh, he was acting like he's 20 years younger than he really is, and he hurt himself.
He thinks that you don't believe him, that he's actually injured.
I mean, I believe he's injured. I just don't feel bad for him. He did it to himself, and there's a lot to be done, so... you know, we're supposed to jet ski and we usually zip line on vacation. And he's like, I'm not going to be able to do anything. And I'm like, this sounds so exciting.
I would have left the pool closed till we got back. It was her insistence. She was like, it's got to be open.
The pool was about an hour of his time taking the cover off. Other than that, you turn the hose on and you shut it off.
Oh, my gosh.
A few times a day.
It's like you weren't even present. No mercy whatsoever.
You went to the movies. You went to the movies while I was having a panic attack.
Okay, that seems fair. I get it. I feel like this isn't going to go well for you, Raven, going into a vacation where you're doing a vow renewal for your 10-year wedding anniversary.
That seems counterproductive for her gift, doesn't it?
So what kind of grade would you like to give Raven this week?
I really, really, really want to give him an F, Anna, but he has taken me on a beautiful vacation, so we're going to have to settle for a C. He shouldn't have went to the movies.
Fair enough.
For cracked rib.